Neither.
Hi, this is Nick with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yourself, Nate?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking. This must be Emmanuel.
This is me. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so we're getting some lead generation here going for Romero Construction and Development. My name's Nick Sassy, and I'm a regional specialist with Local Splash. I handle pricing and details in your area. You're speaking with Rye a while back. She does a wonderful job really going over the basics. She's telling me your main goals. You're looking to gain some more traction online, looking to try some different methods for getting real qualified jobs. Am I right?
Oh, man, that's always something I'm willing to look into for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we'll provide you with a dashboard. It says here that you'd like to follow up with your leads. So we provide you with the dashboard and call forwarding where you can receive a list of all the leads. It'll be listed in there. If you miss a phone call and they leave a message, like they'll have some recordings in there for you as well. So you'll have your calls in a CRM, essentially, recorded for you. So
yep.
You'll be able to look those up as you go. And then what we do is we do search engine optimization, lead generation through ad campaigns mainly are going to benefit you. As a serious construction and development company, Google Ads are a phenomenal way to capture leads. I assume you guys probably already have a Google Business profile, right?
Yeah.
And what about a website?
Like I told Rye, my website is, like, it's up, but it's not finished. I'm still doing SEO optimization, and I'm still, you know, altering the information and some of the pages, but
okay.
It's nearly completed.
So you've been doing this on your own? You've been doing it yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the URL? I'd love to check this out.
Well, it's not published.
Oh, it's not published yet? Okay.
I have it in WordPress unpublished.
Mm-hmm. So if you want, you can forward us all that information, and we can put together the website for you. That way you can get back to doing what you do best. You can let us handle the web development. You get a free My Site with the plan. It comes in included. So if you want, you can have us take all the information that you've really put together, and we'll stitch all that together into an awesome professional website, meta tags, titles, descriptions, the architecture of it. Will have SEO baked in. So
yeah.
Locations pages, services pages, information about the company, maybe some pictures of the team and actions, things like that, really to help validate the purchasing intent. And we can get that live for
yeah.
you. Do you already have your URL picked out?
Yeah, I mean, I own a domain. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We just don't have a website up there yet. So we would tie everything together with schema markup code. That'll tie your website directly to your Google Business profile. So what we do is basically a flat fee.
Yeah, I imagine like you would get Google tag baked in there and everything.
Exactly. We have two plans. It just
depends
on what type
of analytics stuff.
Yeah, we do want to throw about $300 into Google Ads, $100 into Facebook campaign. And then $199 into the SEO website development. So what we would do is just $599 a month. And most of that goes to your ad campaign, ad spend. So you have $300 in sponsored ads. Those are sponsored ads at the very top of page one on Google. When you have those turned on, you're going to be showing up for construction and development work in those counties that you have your permitting for. And then those people will also be retargeted on Meta. So whenever that's the second largest website ever used, so they'll be retargeted with those ads later on. And we'll also optimize, if you haven't already done a Facebook page for the website or for the business, then we'll provide you with a Facebook page as well. That helps generate a lot of business. Facebook is great. I don't know if you've ever done an ad campaign on there, but they're not expensive.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, they're not too expensive.
Google, I know, is more expensive, but they're a lot lower in the sales funnel.
Yeah, they're higher converting leads. They're usually more.
Right. Yeah. People Googling, like, you know, construction company near me type of stuff.
Yep. And those will be.
Whereas Meta seems to take a lot of, like, psychological data points and say, hey, you know what, this person seems like they might be interested in this content, and then serve them an ad that way.
Yeah, that's one. It can be adjusted by location, income level, and interest level. So that, like, the psychological part, interest level, So we can turn the dials a little bit, do some A-B testing, find out which one works best for you, and then focus on that with the Facebook ads. The Google ads are going to be a hit no matter what. And then at $199 for the website and the SEO, we'll get you online fast with that website that you've been dreaming of. We'll take all that information, tie it together, and put it online for just $199. So you'd be looking at $5.99 per month for the website and all the marketing. Is that in your ballpark for marketing budget?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's in my ballpark. I got a couple questions for you, though.
Yes, sir.
So first off, about the Google pay-per-click, because it sounds like you do about a 75-25. 75% of your ad spend budget seems to go into Google, about 25% into Facebook from what I heard you earlier.
I
heard earlier is what it sounds like you kind of allocated, or maybe 66-33, somewhere around there. But for Google, are you guys typically doing, like, search ads? Are you doing, like, Performance Max? Are you doing the AI stuff? Are you, like, what kind of Google campaigns are you guys usually doing with that budget?
So they're called LSA, the local service ads. Those will be at the top, or I'm sorry, local.
Google local service.
You can get verified too. What we want to do eventually is work towards verification to get that.
I'm already verified.
Spot. Oh, okay, great.
I'm already verified through Google local service ads. So.
Perfect. Then I mean,
I've done the background check. I've submitted my insurance. I already have all that done.
Yep, that's the process. So, yeah, you've definitely done it.
Yeah.
You can turn those leads on and off however you like. We can manage that campaign for you if you like. Have you tried turning the leads on yet? Where you fill up the...
Well, I just finished doing it. Like, I just finished the onboarding because I was waiting on the background check to get through, which it just finished, I think, today or yesterday. So, I was going to put a budget in there. I looked at it, and I think they said I can put in anywhere from $10 to, like, $34 a day as a budget. So, I don't know. I was going to start off with $250, $300 a month and run the local service ads, because I know the local service ads for our line of work seems to be very effective. I've talked with some of our, other people in our industry, and they seem to be more effective than the traditional Google AdWords stuff, like search engine campaigns, Performance Max, etc. But I do know search campaigns, when set up correctly, can be pretty strong,
Yeah.
Constantly, but you gotta optimize them, you gotta put in your negative keywords, you have to actually keep track of it and, do some maintenance on it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also we check out the competition. We want to see
what's
working.
Your analytics set up as well.
Yep. Yeah, we have
conversions set up, or you're just throwing money down. Yeah.
Exactly. It's all visible through the website, so you'll be able to see where your leads are landing. LSA, the local service ads, the verified ones, those will always be the best leads because if they're outside your service radius, if they're not in your realm of construction, if they're asking for a service that you're not registered for, we can dispute that and get your money back. So you only pay for the leads that are customers, of course. Those are, in my opinion, the best leads ever
actually
made so far.
Yeah.
So, and that, those reach out and check out your cross-references online. What kind of backlinking you have to your website, and what kind of directories are you in, so that name, address, phone number data is uniform across the board in a couple places. That hours of operation, you've got that logged in a couple different places, so when the AI pulls, it says, this information is accurate. Let's show Romero Construction up. If you have your leads turned on, you're going to have that number one spot. If you have your Google ads running, you're also going to be showing up in the sponsored ads below it. So it does wonders for your maps exposure. And when people are validating that purchasing intent, they're going to see that you're sponsored and right there at the top. So If you want to kind of rev the engine on the and get the phone ringing more, we would go with what we call the VIP plan. That's the $5.99 per month. We'll get you your website online up and running. We'll get you into some directories. We'll do the 100 in Facebook ads, and then 300 in Google ads as well. Would that work for you?
What other kind of packages do you have?
We have one more.
So, like, you have the VIP, which includes Facebook, Google.
Mm-hmm. We can do an LS. We can do, if you want to kind of dip your toe in the water and get started with something smaller, we can drop the Google ads and just go with $100 in Facebook ads plus the $199 for the website. We'll get that up and running, get you indexed for all the content and then the backlinking, start generating some testimonials on Google for you, and additional things for just $2.99 per month. That's our platinum plan. And so we could add the if you want, you can add Google ads later on, since you're already verified. If you want us to take over the management of your local service ads, we can do that as well. But we really want to get you a website, your website online. So that would kind of be where we come in. So you can let us wear the web development hat. You've got a ton of material there that you've kind of programmed yourself. You can send that over to our guys and gals here. They're going to put it together specific to your vision, get that website online on your URL, and it'll make things a lot smoother for you. And then you'll also have your Facebook business profile optimized, maps optimization, voice search optimization. We'll make sure your website's submitted to all the major search engines, so Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, you'll be logged on there, and it's all going to be tied together with schema markup code so that it all works in concert for organic search results so that you're showing up on Google Maps and naturally on the Google search. How long have you been in business?
Since 2023.
Okay.
So relatively young company.
Okay.
Another question I have about the SEO and website specifically. So I know, like, especially with the website, usually a website is a bunch of, like, upfront work, right? Like,
right.
Setting it up, getting the SEO stuff in place. Like, believe me, I'm familiar with it. Like, I know it's a bunch of upfront work.
Yep.
Getting the templating done right, making sure it looks good on, you know, both the desktop, mobile devices, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Getting, you know, all the backlinking done, like you've said, all that stuff. But usually after that setup, I know there's like ongoing tweaks and stuff that needs to be done. The question I had is, do you guys offer any service where, like, hey, what if I hired you to basically, you know, look at the website, optimize it and everything, and then, you know, I host it from there, or maybe I pay you every once in a while to, because I know it's the initial setup that's usually the most labor intensive part, and believe me, I'm aware of how labor intensive that can be.
Yeah.
But like, what if I paid you to get access into like our host, do the optimization there? Is that a service you guys offer, or like, do you prefer to host it yourself, or what's mm-hmm. the situation there?
So we host the
my Cloudways hosting through,
We'll host a website for you. If you want to send the info over, we'll host it. We call it on my site, website. We'll build and host that for you on our server. It'll be up and running to your specifications. We host, typically, just because it's easier for us to create and maintain professional grade websites using our own proprietary methods. So we front load all the work.
Do you guys own your own server?
Yeah,
do you guys own your own server, or do you?
Yeah, we have our own servers.
Okay.
Yeah. We have our own servers. We have all sorts of.
Okay, so like your servers are not something you rent. Okay, it's
no,
not something you rent. You guys actually own the hardware.
We have the server. Yeah, it's going to have a high domain authority. Let me check.
Okay.
But you would be hosted on our servers. They're on the backbone of the internet. Some of the most secure servers out there. Local Splash has been around.
Yeah, so it's probably AWS or something.
Yeah. Well, I could check into
that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not worried about that. I was just curious.
Okay. Yeah, we host on a secure server. and then we front load all the work, so there's no big upfront fee. Usually there's a $99 setup fee that they do, but since you came in through the phone directly to me through Rye, I can waive the setup fee. If you work with us today on $299, I can waive that $99 setup fee. We can get you started with the new website, the Google Ads to rev the engine, and then we'll start doing all the optimization. We could schedule your client interview for sometime early next week when you have some more time, and then we would just go over some basic information about the business, your vision for the website, and then they would build that for you, and we'd be up and running. What do you say?
Okay, a couple more questions about the website. So, like, I have a template that I've been using. I think it looks good. Are you guys able to, like, if I provide the template and everything, and like I said, I have, 75, maybe even 80% of it set up already. If I provided that template, you guys would be able to roll with that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless one of your templates, I think, looks aesthetically better, but...
That'd be great. We could clone
it. If you guys are able to roll...
Yeah, we're able to roll with it. We can
okay, and then the okay, and then the other thing is, if I had you guys host my website, I just want to be absolutely certain that I still retain ownership of it. So, if at some future point I said, "Hey guys, I'm not interested in your hosting anymore. You know, I want to do something else," would I be able to take all my information, data, everything, and transfer it to wherever else I'd want to go?
You would need to copy and paste it for your new web developer to set up, because they're probably going to use a different method, however they use whatever server they're going to use. You copy paste your information.
Right.
We ask that you give us 3 days notice before your next billing cycle so that we have time to well, we're going to everything we can to fix it, you know, before then. But if you do decide to quit, there's no long-term contract, no obligations, just $299 to get started. We do that so that we front load all the work. We're willing to invest in your business as well by front loading the work, getting the website out there. And then the only reason you stick with us is because you love the website, you love the service. We're doing our job. The phone's ringing. And so we end up having a long-term relationship. So it's just $299 to get started, no big upfront fee, no long-term contracts. $100 of that budget.
Yeah, and I just
directly in your ad spend. So it's an absolute slam dunk.
Right, right. Yeah, and so, you know, I just want to confirm that, you know, we would maintain ownership
your URL.
Of the actual website, all the settings. Do you guys use, WordPress or something? Well, I know we maintain ownership of the URL for sure.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, the URL would belong to you. The code itself for the website would not be given out because it would be on our... from our proprietary server, but you could you theoretically your new web developer could just copy paste all the photos, have those saved, and then you could go to another server.
Yeah, but I mean copying and pasting the photos isn't really useful, but
right, all the info.
I mean at the end of the day what I'm asking is okay, so you have proprietary code, which that's fine, but would you be able to remove that proprietary code and then give me the rest of the website files back so that I could host it on WordPress or something like that? And then if so, would it still be usable, or is your proprietary code essential for the website's function, or does it only serve, you know, proprietary purposes, getting it listed everywhere?
So the thing is, if we built the websites for $299 and then people canceled until a month later, we wouldn't be in business for very long because we're doing for front loading a couple $1,000s.
Oh yeah, no, I understand
so
that for sure.
There's a buyout fee associated with that. It's not massive, and the longer you stay with us, you know, the more willing they're able to part with it. But
the lower the buyout fee.
I need to find out. Actually,
perfect. So what does that buyout fee look like?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Because
I
mean, believe me, that's why I said earlier.
At $299, there's very
little risk.
That's
why I said earlier.
We'll flesh out the website, and so if you did decide to leave, you could rebuild the website on that framework that we've left behind on your URLs. Your URL is still going to have that traffic saved on there, so you could just build on upon what you already have. So if you did decide to leave and go to a different web developer, you just want to have them look at how the website's set up, what pages are indexed on the site, and then kind of rebuild it afterwards using copy-pasting the content from our old version onto the new one. But our goal would be to host and maintain this for you for the long term, and then roll into Facebook.
Oh, I understand.
Google
that.
Ads.
But I am curious what that buyout fee would be.
Yeah, I'll have to get that information for you. I need to ask.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm fully informed before making. No, that's fine. And I understand, too, because believe me, like I said earlier, I know that the upfront is not cheap at all. And I understand, like, you know, if I bought this, how do you guys do the development for $200 and said, all right, sayonara, you know, obviously you'd be getting a short end of the stick on that. So makes complete sense to me why you'd have a buyout. I just want to make, you know, in the event it doesn't work out for some reason, because, I mean, like, you guys called me, I have no background on your company, I haven't done any research, nothing like that yet. So, you know, going into this, I just want to make sure that I have, you know, totality of the information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I love it. Let me, can you receive a text on this phone?
Yeah, I can.
All right, let me send you a text, just some more info. I'll say, hi, this is Nick with Local Splash. And we've been around again for 20 years, and companies seen totality of the internet there. This page that I'm sending you here, let me know if you received that. Don't get sticker shock from the prices on that page, because those are for our enterprise level clients. There's some folks call us, they have franchises in all 50
sure.
states, and so that's the pricing for them. But the same concept works. SEO for servicemen and women. So if you're providing a specialized service in a couple different areas, the same concept works exactly the same. We can really work the map now with AI. All the information's there. Did you receive the text?
Yes, I did.
All right. We'll show you our
SEO packages.
Yeah. Down there, you can see the Google partner. We're a verified Google partner. If you click that Google symbol, it'll show you Local Splash. We're a Google partner. And we're also partnered with Meta as well. We would be looking at the VIP plan. And that plan is just $299 for you. As you can see, we also have an A-plus rating with the BBB.
Do you have any, one second here, do you have any other clients in our market area, like Northeast Indiana, Fort Wayne, or surrounding?
We are calling in the area now to secure a client. We have about 20 people dialing the area looking for construction.
Okay.
So this is an exclusive listing. Once we work with you and you sign on with us, we close off that category and we don't work with any of your competition in your chosen areas. So this would be exclusive to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any clients like in Indianapolis or like any other parts of Indiana?
We have 10,000 websites that we're hosting. So I'm sure we do. I don't have access to the database only because I'm not allowed to give out everybody's website. But I'm certain that
sure.
we do. I'm like pretty certain out of 10,000 that we do.
Okay, yeah, the only reason I ask, and it sounds like it's going to be a no, but hey, it doesn't hurt to ask, but anytime, you know, a service, a marketing, because essentially you're a marketing agency, a marketing firm. Anytime one calls me, I always ask, like, if they have another client that would be willing to, you know, have a conversation with me about the services they've been provided, maybe provide, you know, a testimony or someone I can talk to on the phone, if there's anyone that would be willing to, you know, have that conversation.
I don't have any references that
yeah,
I can give out to you, but
now.
You could contact some of the businesses that have given us positive reviews. That would be one way to where you could kind of prove it. That way, since you're a phone guy like me, you know how to make calls. If you know, try just looking at some of our Google 5-star reviews. Call a couple of those. You can find some in, near your area.
Sure.
Really, or anybody else in construction that's like, hey, you know, how have these guys worked for you? Have they been legitimately responsive to your needs? I'm sure they'll say yes. We have about a 92% retention rate with our clients. So unless they close the business and they're retiring, they stick with us because it's only $299. It's really like $199 plus $100 in ads is our lowest plan.
Right, go
from there.
It's pretty safe. Yeah. There's a lot of no risk, ton of reward available. So $299, can't really beat it.
Okay, so you said you have about a 92% retention rate, which is very, very high. So the 8% that do fall off, you said mainly, like, they're retiring, they're closing up business. Is there anyone that, I mean, I'm sure the answer is yes, because, you know, it's impossible to not be the case, but what are, like, some other reasons other than they're retiring or something like that that clients have decided, like, hey, you know, I don't want to move forward anymore?
After 20 years of
business. I guess, you know, I'm hearing a lot about the good, but, yeah.
Yeah. After 20 years of business, you know, sometimes you get those clients that are just, no matter what you do, even if you offer them a refund, they're going to complain. People may decide to go to a less expensive campaign. Maybe they want to just do Angie's List, something like that, or they just can't afford the monthly payment. Sure. So they'll cancel the ads. They'll say, okay, one thing I can do is strike the ads, and I'm going to try to do signs or something like that in the neighborhood. And so they'll leave the ad campaign behind. Or if somebody, for some reason, you know, they don't want a website anymore, they don't feel like they need a website anymore, they're going to cancel. Not many people can beat our price point, though, for what you get. So usually people don't leave in because they're closing up or they just can't afford it anymore. And we have a lot of people actually call to reset. Sometimes they start new businesses. Life happens. But over 20 years, we've had repeat clients come back to us multiple times after having to leave. So got an awesome company here.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were greener pastures. Yep, I understand for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, let's talk a little bit about the different packages. Like, there's the $299, there's the, what did you say, $599?
$299.
Including Google?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, that'll include the Google Ads, $300 in Google Ads. So if you did want to do that, it'd just be $599 to get started. We waive the $99 setup fee if you work with us today. Those ads go live 7 to 14 business days, so you get a taste of what those are like over the first month or two. If you want to keep going with that, you can do that. If you want to step down into just the website and the Facebook ads, you could do that as well. You are already Google verified, so we could do a management fee to take over and manage that for you if you want. But if it isn't broke, don't fix it. If you're having success with it how it is, by all means, you know, continue to manage your LSA. But we also have that ability to. Because since we're a premier partner with Google, we can directly dispute the unqualified leads and get your money back pretty fast. So I don't know if you've ever tried to communicate with Google or you get a person on the phone, but it can be difficult.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I know. When I first tried to get my business profile up, you know, I put in some information. You know, I just put in the basic information, then I hit submit, and then, like, in less than a second, their automated system flagged and suspended my Google business profile, and I had to go through the appeal process. And, you know, of course, it was horror story after horror story. You know, you go online and you see people saying, oh, yeah, I've been waiting for months. They haven't done anything. So I did my first appeal, like, hey, you know, and expect a reply in 5 days. Of course, I know, you know, that's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, a couple weeks later, I get an email saying, hey, it's been denied. So then I do a second appeal, and then I'm like, you know, screw this. So what I ended up doing was I do a second appeal, and I upload a bunch of information to where it's, like, impossible for them to say that we're not legit. But then in addition to that, this is kind of playing dirty. Maybe I'll get a target on my back, but I went to Google and said, hey, I have a construction company. We're interested in doing like some AI hosting stuff. And basically I played it like we were going to be an enterprise level customer, right? I'm like, hey, you know, we're looking to spend maybe 20, 30 grand a month in like AI hosting. And, you know, so that got me a rep on the phone very quickly.
Yeah.
And then I told him, I'm like, hey, man, you know, we're interested in moving forward. However, we have this problem where for some reason our Google business profile isn't working. And, you know, if we're about to invest in your infrastructure, you know, we need to get this working. Like, that dude had that shit working the next day. And that was that. So, but,
like,
I
got a clear channel.
Your Google business profile. Yeah.
It's been restored. Oh, thank you. That's hilarious. I haven't heard that one before. That's really smart. We have a VIP package 3
years.
Well,
you know, I just thought, I'm like, okay, if I were them, you know, I was just thinking, if I were them, what do they want? Well, Google, they don't give a shit about some small business. I mean, they don't. It's just a fact. So
you need a,
I just got to pretend to be bigger than what I am. So
Yeah. Puff your chest out if you need to. But, yeah, it's all about, we do the advocate for small businesses as well. So we can communicate with Google in a way that gets their attention since we're a premier partner. Like, we had to work to earn that. So they pay attention to us. I do have a VIP package here available to you. It's $549. It's $149 for the website and local SEO. Do the 300 in Google ads, 100 in Facebook ads. You get the free call tracking and the free My Website, $549. Would that work for you?
I don't know if I'm interested in doing the Google local service stuff. You know, like if I did move forward, it'd probably be website SEO and like the meta stuff, especially since like that's all stuff I don't have set up yet. Like I don't have a Facebook business profile page yet, which I know I need to get, but I don't have it yet.
We will do all of that for you. Yes, and the website.
Yep.
The
website,
awesome.
Like, I'm like 75% of the way through, but.
Yeah, let us finish that out for you so you can get back to what you do best. Your website's going to take shape. Google business profile's going to take shape. Let's get this thing rolling today. It's just
$299. Hold on one second here because I just published the website live so you can take a look at it.
Okay.
It's not done, but you can take a look at it. RomeroConstruct.com.
RomeroConstruct?
That's temporary. .com. And, I temporarily made it live here.
Whoa, it's loading. All right. So this is the, let me make sure my dark mode's not on. Okay, so this is the black, white, and red color scheme. Romero Construction and Development, Fort Wayne.
I have the,
awesome. Yeah, this is awesome, man. You're on the right track. Squish it down, see what it looks like on mobile. All you have to do is, it's like mobile optimized too, which is pretty cool. You're definitely on the right track. We could take this and, I mean, you have it 75% done. We could just clone what you have here now. Keep what you have. Save that. And then, we'll just clone what you have here now.
Yeah.
Update it if we need to add some, possibly some services pages. Maybe some location data.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's some... Yeah.
Just some small tweaks. That's it. And then
You've got
so much here.
Some of the stuff in there is dummy data. Like, for example, the stuff... some of it's dummy data, though. Like, the stuff that says, like, our projects, like, that's dummy data, but I have real projects. We get a switch in there.
If you could provide this to our guys.
I mean, obviously, it's hosted on WordPress, so...
Yeah, we would be able to whip this thing into shape quick. Cool.
Then I have real testimonials of the ones in there, again, dummy data. The home page, I've, for the most part, filled out. The only thing that needs probably hidden is there's a certain point where you scroll down to the page and it says, like, we have, like, over... I don't know, a couple hundred or a couple thousand employees, like that's obviously inaccurate. It's dummy data, but.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. We'll square
other than that, I mean, I think the template's pretty decent. So.
we would go through this during your client interview and just kind of like make all the pointers. We do that next week at some point when you have 30 minutes to an hour. We'll talk about your vision for the website, what needs to be tweaked on this. But if you can provide this to us, then our guys and gals here are going to finish it out for you, get it hosted. We'll link it with a bit of code called schema markup code to your Google business profile. So you're going to have a connection there between Google and your website, and then your Google business profile and Google Maps and everything that points in, like your backlinking and your citations. So this is, you have a really good head start. You're exactly the client we love to work with. This is great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably better than what you were expecting it was going to be. But
yeah, actually, yeah. It kind of looks
like be honest, you know what it is.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
So, so the only thing I still need to know then is, in the event it doesn't work out, because again, like I said, I mean, I know you showed me your BBB accredited, all that stuff, et cetera. But, you know, at the end of the day, the thing that matters to me is, hey, when we move forward, what kind of results do I get? You know, you could be the best company in the world, but maybe for some reason, you know, we just don't work well together. So I need to know, like, because obviously if it doesn't work out, you know, I need to know what it's going to cost me to get my working website back. And I'm sympathetic to the fact that you guys have development costs, but, and, you know, all that. And I know that it's going to cost you more than $200 up front. I know it is. You know, even if you guys are subcontracting out to like Fiverr people, I know it's going to cost more than $200 to set all this shit up. So that being said, you know, I need to know what it would cost. Like if I said, hey, I need my website, I need it in working order handed to me so I can host it somewhere else. I need to know. You said that there was a buyout price. I need to know what that is. Here.
I'm asking them right now.
Yeah.
Most people usually just ask for the domain and kind of skedaddle with copy-pasting all the information, and then, or they have another web developer kind of like come in around.
Yeah, like, I know they're setting themselves up for failure doing that.
Yeah, so, well,
I mean, I know they're signing up for a bunch of headaches, but like, technically I understand that by having my domain, that doesn't mean shit because the files are hosted somewhere, and if I don't have those files, that domain's going to point to nowhere, so. Like, I know I'll own a domain, like I have it, yeah, but, you know, I need the actual files that are hosted so that I can transfer to, like, you know, Dreamhost or Cloudways or wherever the hell I'd want to go, theoretically, or, you know, some other host. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it would cost to get that in working form. Because I know there's proprietary code, so I don't know if I need to pay for the proprietary code or if you guys remove it, but it needs to be workable if removed.
Right. So ordinarily it's $99 for the domain, not the content. Theoretically you could just copy paste the content you already have.
I mean, yeah, but I mean I have the domain. I mean, I pay $12 a year for the domain. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's comparable to GoDaddy. I'm really trying to get a solid answer here for you. It's not something we typically do.
Yeah, no, you're good.
So
well, I mean, it's probably a question most people don't even know to ask.
Yeah, a lot of times we work with the websites that are already done.
I mean, like,
so if you host, I mean, we can work with your website as is. If you wanted to host it yourself, you could work with your website as is. But we would want to do content for you on the site so we could optimize the site that you have.
Right. Which that's another thing I'm willing to do. Like if you want me to give you access to my host, because I use Cloudways, and Cloudways, I think, I mean, it's owned by Dreamhost. So I use Cloudways. I could give you guys access to that. And then if you wanted to work in the back end and do all your optimizations from there, but you told me earlier that you guys host it yourself. So that's why I asked that question earlier.
Yeah, we do. They call it a mind.
If you host it yourself, then that wouldn't be an option.
Yeah, a lot of times they do work with websites as they are, too, though.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so we can work with your current website, the framework that you have here,
okay.
And then update that. Because you have it live now. We need to be able to edit it properly, get things going.
Right. I mean, I use Cloudways, and I mean, it uses like the Elementor WooCommerce plug. I don't know if I'm going to use WooCommerce or not, but the template I'm utilizing had it by default baked into it. So, and then, you know, I just the other day installed a plugin. It's the most popular plugin. It's not SEMrush, but another one for SEO, because I was about to go through and do all my SEO optimization. But if I can pawn that off on someone else, that's sounding pretty appealing to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and that's why we just do it for $299. We'll front load all that work so that we're investing in your business too and getting everything up and running. Certainly be worth your time to try it out, because then you're going to be able to see how the Facebook ad and then the Google business, you'll get some numbers.
No, I agree with you. I just want to make sure I have... Yeah, I agree with you, but I want to make sure I have complete understanding around the ownership of this website and how that would all work. Because if I can maintain my current host and you guys just have access to the back end to do your optimizations, then this is a non-issue because it would be hosted on a platform that I control. But if you guys say, hey, you know, we need the website files because we want to host it on servers, on hardware we own, okay, well, that's more concerning to me, because then obviously, you know, and again, I don't think you're going to, like, backstab me or anything like that, of course, but
never.
What I'm saying is, like, if for some reason I wanted to leave and say, hey, you know, I'm not interested in your services anymore, well, if you guys are hosting it, you know, you kind of have me by the balls here, because... You know, I'd have to make sure I can actually get my website files and quickly get it to another host. And I want to know what I'd have to go through to make that happen, if that makes sense, where I don't have to go through some copy and paste process and all that. Like, I'd want to ensure I own my files to my website, like own the actual raw website files and all that stuff. So now if you say, hey, you know what? We'll do it all for you on your current host, and I can still pay for the hosting. I don't care. Then that's something I'm willing to look at as well. If you're telling me that's a possibility, and then I just give you guys access, you know, like managerial access to Cloudways to do it.
Trying to get a solid answer here for you. Just messaged my supervisor. Everybody's so busy today with the wrap up. But yeah, besides that, everything's kind of sounds good, though, like it would be a good fit, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, I just need to find out. I don't think
Now, I know it's $100 a month for the Meta.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just commenting real quick on the Meta stuff. So I know it's $100 a month for the Meta, and that includes setting up the business page. Would you be able to set up that business page underneath my current Meta account? Because, like, I've set up business pages before. Like, I'm a real estate broker. I have that set up. And I've set up a couple other things. Would you be able... I'm pretty sure I can give a marketing agency access to that, to where you could go in and set up the business profile page underneath our Meta organization in the back end, the business manager, I think it's called. Is that how that's set up? Do you know?
Yeah, fine.
I know I'm asking a lot of technical questions.
No, they're great questions. Typically, with the price being so low, it's something you could try out. We don't sell content, is the message that I'm getting back. But you can copy it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, what we want to kind of find out is if we can access the current site that you have, and then add and edit, you know, romeroconstruct.com as it is right now, or do we need to rebuild it directly on our server?
Correct, yeah. That's pretty much what we need to find out. And if it needs to be rebuilt on your server, then the next thing I would need to know is, what do I have to do to get access. Like, if in the event I decided, hey, I don't want your services anymore, again, like, you know, like, I'm not saying, like, I don't want that to happen. I certainly don't. If it works out, I'd love to have a long relationship. But if something, I mean, you know, I'm a businessman. If something comes up, that's a better opportunity. I mean, it is what it is. Nothing personal. You know, I like you talking over the phone. But, you know, if something were to come up where it's like, hey, you know, I don't want to utilize your services anymore. I just want to make sure that I would have easy and immediate access to my website file so I could transfer it to whichever host I desire. And if that comes with a cost, that's okay. I just need to know what that cost is before I agree
Sorry,
to get forward.
Feedback here.
Yeah.
So they're asking about your website, where it's hosted, and things like that. So I'm getting the info to them, have them take a look.
Yeah. You're right now hosted at Cloudways.
Cloud Lane?
Which is basically Dreamhost. Cloudways. I mean, they're literally one of the biggest hosts. They're gonna know what it is, so. And there's a couple of reasons I picked Cloudways, but that's besides the point.
All right, so basically they don't sell the content because it's $1.99. Okay.
Or, I mean, like, if you want to transfer me to one of them and I can melt their brain, you know, instead.
Well, I finally got the person on the phone right here who I was hoping to speak with, so. All right. So, correct. Okay. So there's, all right. So apparently, so what we do is a month-to-month service. There's no way to buy out later on is what I'm getting back. We can, copy the content, that method. We don't sell the content, and we don't work on the current website. We would host and maintain your website on our server, and we would build the website on your domain. So it would be on your domain. It would be our content creation on a server. If you did decide you wanted to leave, you could advise your web developer to copy paste what we have, like the schematic of what we made for you. And we just do that because we don't charge a big upfront fee. It's just on a month-to-month basis. And you would have access
but
to
you
go
would not be. You guys would not be capable of, okay, I'd have access to the code if I wanted.
We would.
Now I want to make sure your, I understand when you say. Okay.
You would be able to copy paste the
and
content,
and you would hand me those files.
We don't sell the content. No, we don't. We don't hand off like the HTML code. You'd have to do like manually, like go okay. to each page and copy paste the information that we've created for you. But the objective would be for us to keep you on as a client for the long term. You know, we could get you started with the $1.99 for the website and SEO, $100 in Facebook ads, and then save what you have now. You know, see what we create for you and how that works out for you, and then we can kind of take it from there.
Man, dude, you have no idea how much I hate that I would not own the website files.
Yes, but it's only $2.99. You can delegate that task to us, and then you'll have what you've built now. We're going to clone and improve it, add additional content to that. So if you did decide you want to leave, you could look at all the stuff that we've done in the meantime. All your reviews and things like that, those are yours for life. Those are going to serve your business well into the future, the reputation review management lead, all that content, that belongs to you. They just don't give out the website code because we don't charge an upfront fee. If we were charging, $3,000 upfront, and then okay, or we did a year-long contract or something like that. Then
yeah, which
that
you know that.
Nobody
yeah,
wants
if he
to
told
do that.
Me, yeah, if he told me, hey, you know, for
yeah, nobody wants to do that.
I know
wants
they
to get
don't. They don't know what they're giving up in exchange for that. But
as a I know a man of your stature can handle $2.99 payment. Give us 1% of your trust. We're going to earn the other 99% by building it out.
Real quick, I want to talk about, like, the content creation, because you mentioned, like, hey, we're going to take your website, we're going to, you know, be adding content. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, the $1.99 a month, I know, like, there's the initial setup, the backlinking, all that stuff. But I think you said earlier you guys don't actually create content.
Yeah, we create content. We don't sell the content. So based on an analysis competition in your area, we could find out, you know, where you're ranking, where you want to be, and for what keywords. So we go about it by adding content. If we need to add locations pages for certain pages, meta tags, titles, descriptions, we'll add those locations pages. If we need to add some services pages, we'll add the services pages. And then we go onto your Google Business Profile to make sure that you're accurately indexed for each of the services that you provide. And then the name, address, phone number data across the internet on the backlinking and directories. So all that would be provided, including a Facebook business profile as well. So that when they're retargeted on Meta, they can go visit your Facebook page, and then from their Facebook page, if they need to learn more, they might call you from there, or they might visit your website where they can easily scroll down to find a call to action button for exactly what they're looking for. They'll be able to easily click and call through to you there to get a free, to get a quote.
Okay. And then also the website and SEO stuff. Let's say I wanted to, like, in the future, have, like, a landing page made for, like, an ad campaign or something. Like, let's say I'm doing my own ad campaign that you guys aren't managing, but I called you guys and said, hey, man, you know, we need a landing page because we're going to do, like, a, I'll give you a hot-off-the-press example, a painting campaign, because right now I'm really trying to market for painting specifically, like, painting jobs. So if I said, hey, you know, can you craft a landing page that's obviously attached to our domain, probably just, you know, do a landing page and slug it, and then we could... If I had, like, an ad campaign where I wanted to funnel people to, is that something you guys do as a part of, yep, part of, like, the content creation stuff, or is that something I could do, or, okay.
Get out,
and then, like, is that part of that fee, or would that be an additional charge?
No, if we need to add the landing page, we'll add a landing page. It'll be included in your plan there. And that will be covered by the $2.99. So when they're clicking that ad, they're going to a landing page. They can enter their info, a custom lead capture form, stuff like that. Have some fields in there where they can add, and we can either apply that. Yeah, so that would be no problem.
Okay, and then I have basically, I have a bunch of template files. Like, it's basically the template that I use to build the website. I have a bunch of template files. I would probably transfer all that over just so you guys have it on hand because, you know, just for uniformity and consistency of, like, our brand. But what I will say is, like, some of these template files are, like, from the original template, but I can give, like, all of the color codes and stuff that we use for, like, for example, the red, you know, I can tell you that's 812212 is, you know, the hex code for that and stuff. But I would just want to make sure we have consistency there. I can transfer over the logos and stuff. But yeah, I mean, like, if, and then, like, every month you guys add content. So, like, what is that look like? Are these, like, blog posts or these, what kind of content are we talking about?
Directories, we're going to get some. Yeah, there's different methods, getting the reviews generated. They add content to the website based on site traffic numbers. So it would be content going directly on the website based on that analysis of where we are ranking for certain keywords in which locations. We're going to add that content based on where we need to bump those numbers up. So we go analyze first and then add the content as we go. But we do an initial kind of take inventory of where you're at, and then we'll add additional content along the way.
Sure. Okay, yeah, because I would definitely like to, probably get pages on there about some of the projects, because some of the every project we've done has a story, you know what I mean? So,
that would be awesome for a blog.
That would be some good content. Getting video content on there. Yeah, getting video content on there is also important. People like videos, so.
Be able to post that up each month. You're ahead of the game in that you've generated so much information, like content information, and then if you're taking photos and videos and sending those to us, we're going to post those onto your website.
Yeah.
A bit of location data, services information.
Yeah, I mean, every one of our projects has hundreds of videos or photos. You guys would probably have to sort through them and figure out which ones are the most marketable or what, like, I mean, we got staggering before and afters, like, shit, you could go to our Google business profile and look at, like, the bathroom before and after. It's, like, insane, some of the shit we do, so. But.
That's awesome.
We have hundreds. I could send them all over if you want to, like, if you're looking to fill up your hard drives with data, but.
We'll start with the greatest hits.
And then sort through and figure out which ones are the best, but.
Yeah, you could start with the greatest hits, you know, a couple months worth of content. Get a feel for the flow, and then just kind of, we'll be very communicative with you along the way, so you'll have an open channel where you'll be able to drag and drop new information, photos, videos into the bucket, and our artists will pull from there to add them to the website along the way.
Okay, perfect. And then the last thing I want to talk about, just the Facebook stuff real quick, so that 100 a month. Are you actually putting $100 into Meta ads as well, like on your end, or is it only a portion of that?
No, it's $100
goes into like a Meta ad budget.
Yeah, your ad spend will be $100. So we throw $100 into there. Facebook ads. That's going to resonate.
Yeah, and you build the Facebook business profile.
Yep. You may need to just register it, and then we'll make us managers, because we want you to, you're going to own everything. We're managers and editors along the way, so we're just your helpers.
Perfect. Yeah, that was going to be my other question, which, so I can go into the business manager and say, add another page, and I'll create Romero Construction Development, and then add you guys as managers to build it out, and I got a big friend list, you know, who can invite everyone to follow it and whatnot after we have the initial data in. So.
Yep, creating some buzz around the business. I post before and after videos there. It's going to be great. That makes you a fixture in your community.
Yep. All right. Screw it. Why not, man? Let's move forward.
Give it a
shot. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Great move. Welcome aboard. Security questions, so that you know that's always Local Splash that's calling you. They'll ask you one of three questions. We'll secure that security question out. It's either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you prefer?
Being that the mother maiden name and the city I was born in, it's trivial to find online just by doing a little bit of research of somebody. We'll go with the pet's first name.
All right. What was their name?
Yeah. It was Frisky, F-R-I-S-K-Y.
All right. Thank you for that.
If someone tried hard enough, they could probably find that, too.
You're pretty smart, sir, in terms of, like, mother's maiden name and city you were born. Like, I'm going to actually kind of put that in. We have an ideas chat where we say, like, hey, is this possible to search for somebody's security question like that? But, okay, no worries. I'm going to go through.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, there's a... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty smart.
No, what I was going to say was, there's... So, I mean, like, I'm a big tech guy, and if you haven't deduced that by now, and network penetration testing, there's an aspect called social engineering, and part of that's reconnaissance, like, because the weakest link in any security chain is the people running it. It's not the computer systems, it's the people running it. So, like, you know, questions, it's been shown for a long time now that questions like mother's maiden name, something that's like, foolish to use as security questions, because anyone that knows even a little bit what they're doing, they're already going to have that information on hand. Like, you can find it for anybody very easily. So.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just the white hat.
And it's, like, scary how much AI... Yeah, it's scary how much...
Yeah,
well, more
I googled my mom's address
area, but
I said, "Wow, they know my mom's address and her full name and my dad and that, you know." All
well,
that
yeah, it's scary
like,
what
whoa,
AI
whoa, whoa.
Can do too. Like, well, dude, it's even scarier than that. Like, I know a guy where like he does like security operations, and so he has been diligent about like having his information scrubbed from the internet. Like, he has companies go out and negotiate with data brokers to tell them to remove his information from their databases and everything. And so, like, he doesn't go by his real name online or anything. He goes by a fake name. And so it's very difficult to get his real name. And then the way someone got it was just by asking AI who he was, and it was able to go through. It found a photo of him when he was, like, 7 years old and,
what?
Like, in the New York Times, because New York Times, yeah, his mother submitted a photo of him to the New York Times for an article, and then, like, literally that's how they found his information. Like, and the New York Times is something you have to pay a subscription for to access, and, like, the AI was able to, like, literally they uploaded a photo of his adult face, and it was able to scan his face and use facial recognition to find the 7-year-old version of himself in a New York Times article from like 20 years ago.
His name was
and like that's how they were able to find him. That's how they got him.
Behind a paywall.
Yeah.
That's great.
20
wow.
years ago. And it was able to take his adult face
that's
and
insane.
Use facial recognition to determine, hey, this is the 7-year-old him. Yeah,
that's
wild.
Yeah,
and
that's
photos
wild.
Weren't
that's
as clear back then either. So.
Extremely powerful technology.
Yep.
So we're using that to work the map. It works great, dude.
So yeah, that's why I say questions like that.
Yeah, pet's first name.
That's why
we'll
I say questions
that.
Like
that's
that. Like, they're not going to be able to hold up at all.
Right. Awesome.
But
Tom,
even then, I mean,
he'll love that.
Probably someone could do it.
All right. So we'll do $2.99 today. Do you like to use Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
What if I like to use Discover?
Discover works. Those usually start with a 6. You have that handy?
Yeah, no, I was just fucking with you, man. But no, we'll go with a MasterCard.
Alrighty, those usually start with a 5.
what if I like to use Mir? The Mir system. It's a Russian payment system.
Rules.
What if I want to use that?
We used to accept checks. We don't.
Yep,
anymore.
I actually have a Russian Mir card with rubles on it.
Yeah.
But
we
used
to have some different ways. Now
I do. I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I got a MasterCard here.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
5147-0100. 0252-4371.
All righty, thank you for that. And the expiration code? Our expiration date?
It is 12/27. Yep, 12/27.
Okay, and the 3-digit code on the back?
Yeah, this is going to be real hard to remember, man, so get ready. 567.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Okay. And how does your name appear on the card? Is it Emmanuel Romero, Emmanuel Romero, Romero?
Yep.
All right. All right, thank you for that.
Correct, yep.
All right.
No middle initial, so.
All right, just give it a second to save here. 567. How about that? All righty then. All right, looking good. All right, so I'm just going to do the quick voice verification script for a monthly payment since we're going to waive that $100 setup cost since you went through Ryan. to meet Nick. To walk you through the verification. That's pretty straightforward. It's the added form of protection that we'll send you in writing with your invoice. If I'm while I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, feel free to stop me and just ask Nick, do you have what does that mean? And I'll be happy to rephrase it for you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, would you please state the name of your business?
Romero Construction and Development, LLC.
All right, thank you for that. And would you please state your name and title within the business?
Emmanuel Romero. I'm the owner slash CEO of the business.
All right, thank you for that, sir. And are you authorized to enter into an agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
All right, obviously that's a yes. And are you the authorized user for this billing account?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As you mentioned, you have a lot of content to send over. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? We'll give you our customer service number. It's a 1-877 number, and allow us 24 hours to return calls to you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You'll be provided with that security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts you make during your term of the agreement?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. And as part of the verification process, you're already Google verified.
Actually, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got a question. If we roll back a second, the part where you mentioned, do I agree to disclose about any additional marketing efforts that I do during the duration of the contract? What about current ongoing marketing efforts that originated before the contract started?
We want to know if you have, like, your Google Verified going so we can take an inventory. If you have stuff going on, we just ask you to share it with us so we have a kind of like a high-level bird's-eye view of what's going on to make sure everything works out for you. Make sense?
Yep, that does make sense. And then the other thing I want to know is, do you care about all marketing efforts or just online-only marketing efforts? Like, you know, if I do online ads or what if I do, like, mailers or something like that? Do you want to know about offline marketing efforts as well? Or, like, if I do door-to-door canvassing or something of that nature?
Mainly online. Only online, and that's where we focus. If you are doing things like that, it's good to let us know, and we'll just add that into the notes so that we have that for our verification. But may only additional online marketing efforts. Is that cool? All right. All right, as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives business documents in a timely manner. Sometimes this may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google verified application, any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. Sometimes it's a video, things like that. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. A failure to provide necessary documentation within that time frame can result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these necessary items within 7 days?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 17th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. We ask you to give us a 2-month verbal agreement. That's a good time to get some data back. But your payments will renew monthly on the 17th of each day of each month, 17th day of each month, the amount of $299, and that is a monthly recurring payment until you choose to end it. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by calling contact support. The number is 1-877-635-6225. And I'll also send you that info in the email, so you'll have that handy. You can speak with a live representative. And to prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing date is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. Emmanuel, great move. Welcome aboard. We will charge the $299 here. So let me get the account up and running. And make sure that I have your email here on file. Okay, what would be a good email for me to send some information to?
e.romero@romeroconstruct.com.
Okay, romero.com. e.romero@romeroconstruct.com. All right, thank you for that.
One thing, and this will probably be something during onboarding later, but I would prefer to continue doing my domain management. So, like, if you're going to host a website, that's fine, but have your marketing team tell me, like, what CNAME records and stuff like that I need to have the domain host point to so that you guys can host the website. So
yeah,
I can
point the A record towards our server
management and change all that.
Yeah, you got it. Point the A record. It's usually just a matter of changing that IP address. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and charge the $299. Great move. You know, welcome aboard. You'll be receiving an email now.
One second here. Not gotten the email yet, but let me check spam.
I'm going to send you the terms and conditions email. That'll be the last part of it.
Oh, yeah, I've not received anything yet. Nothing in spam yet either.
All right, just hang tight. I think I actually texted to you the easiest way. From the home screen.
What email did you have a dot between E and Romero? It's E dot Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, at romeroconstruct.com.
Okay. Yep, got it. My manager's on it.
You have not gotten it.
e.romero@romeroconstruct.com.
Right, yep.
Okay. All right. We have liftoff, finally. Bottom invoice. Yes, process payment. Okay, now you'll be receiving your email. Okay, authorized. All right, all good to go. You should be receiving your email here now. That'll have the terms and conditions, everything that we went through in writing. There'll just be three check mark boxes at the bottom of it, and then a place to enter your name for your signature. And we are squared away, sir.
All right, let me...
Are you opening it on your smartphone?
Oh, you sent it to me by text, not by email.
No, they sent the email.
Oh, never mind. I didn't get the email here.
There, it just went through because I got the billing.
Yep, I got it.
All right, so it should be there if you just scroll down. If you're on a smartphone, you have to turn the smartphone sideways in order to sign it properly. But if you're on a PC, it should work just like butter.
Yep. Under the services, they mentioned Google Business Profile Optimization. So you guys are going to be doing that, or was that not
yep.
included?
Okay. That is Google included. You'll be the owner on that. We'll be
my sign.
Yep.
I noticed there's $49 charge for add-ons and plugins. Right now, the template I use... Like, the template I use right now literally uses 7 plugins, so I'm going to have to pay for all that.
We'll take a look. We'll see if we have identical plugins for it. So we may have our own in-house versions of that.
Okay. Because, like, I know for sure it uses WooCommerce and it uses, like, Contact Form 7 and, like, you know, those kind of WordPress plugins, and, you know, this is exactly what I mean by, like, you know, like, if I hosted it myself, wouldn't have to be paying extra for plugins here, but, and like, the template for sure needs Elementor, because it's built with Elementor, so, like, without Elementor, it's basically fucked, so.
Okay. Just take a look. We got some really smart people. Most of our team is web developers. There's about 20 people in our revenue squad, which is where I'm at in sales. And then the other 50 are web developers, and they are super, super smart. So they're going to look at all the information they send you. This guy sent us a treasure trove of stuff to get started with. And so I think you're going to really like your team that you work with. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm just looking through this here. All right, so if I want to offboard, I have to pay $100 for offboarding the Facebook ad stuff.
Yeah, you'll want to leave those running. That's going to keep your phone ringing.
I see, like, domain transfer, that part doesn't seem to be relevant if I'm going to be maintaining control of my domain.
Yeah, that'd be if we bought a domain for you. But you have your own already.
Okay, here we go. Website files transfer. The company will provide HTML, JavaScript, and CSS files only on special cases to the business owner that the company has on file. The cost for this onboarding service is $199. So, with that being the case, what are those special cases?
Ah, we want to keep you on the road on with us, sir. So we don't plan to fail.
Oh,
so.
I know.
But you have the numbers there, though.
It's I'm not planning to fail either, but I mean, it says here in black and white, $200 to get the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript files, but conveniently says only in special cases, so I need to know what those special cases are.
Yeah, they said typically...
Because I was told earlier I wasn't provided HTML.
Yeah, because we're not.
Yeah,
we typically don't.
So when would... So, I mean, is that line just in there for no reason? Or, I mean, what are those special cases? Because I would love to be able to get my... I need to know that information. I'm sorry we've ran into this hurdle here at the 11th hour, but, I mean, it says it in your agreement.
Okay. I'll take
a look.
I'm
curious what the special cases are because they're not referenced.
Okay.
I hate being difficult, man, but this is something
that's
important
to me. No, it's
no
problem.
Because what they have written here appears to be different than what was told to you earlier. So.
Let's see. Yeah, they told me that they don't do that. I'm not sure what the...
Yeah, well, I got it written in there. So. This is probably one of those scenarios where, like, the management's not in tune with the attorneys that wrote this stuff up, probably, so...
They do a pretty good job. Everything has changed so much over the last year.
No, I mean, dude, I know, believe me, I know how it can be, man. Like, but I just want to know, like, I mean, if it's $200 theoretically to get those website files, like, that's fine, you know, I'll put ink to paper, but I want to know what those special circumstances are, because they don't list anywhere what they are, so to me it seems arbitrary, so I want to just eliminate any arbitrariness and have clarity, so...
I don't think it's possible to get the HTML. I don't know why they have that in there as special cases. I'm going to bring that up to them. See this.
Yeah, because, I mean, we need to know. I mean, that's a theoretical liability point because, you know, like, let's say a customer myself read that and said, hey, you know, because that's offered, that is a decision point I'm making, and that's what's going to cause me to sign. And then at a later time, if they say, hey, I want my files, and they're not provided, that could be a lot of liability, man, because, you know, some companies that are big enough, if they can't get access to it, if their website's down, do that stuff not being provided, I mean, that could cost thousands or tens of thousands in damages, theoretically.
Okay, I'm just trying to get somebody on. Clarify that for me. So what does it say again on there? It says in some special cases you can buy out the HTML file or JavaScript.
Yeah, I will read it verbatim.
All right.
Okay. Sure. So I will read it verbatim. So underneath my site / custom website, that section. Okay.
Uh-huh.
At the very bottom, it has a section called offboarding terms, and the first thing is a domain transfer, and the second part is website files transfer. Under website files transfer, it reads, quote, the company will provide HTML, JavaScript, and CSS files only on special cases to the business owner that the company has on file. The cost for this offboarding service is $199, end quote.
All right, it's $199.
Yep.
Yep.
But I need to know what's special when they say only in special case. Is that what they're telling you? Or?
Yes, $199. They don't usually
only,
offer
it'll
that.
Be provided only in.
Yeah, it's usually people don't ask for it. Or we don't usually make that like as part of the plan because we. But it's possible to get the files.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that language says only in special cases. By special cases, they mean whenever a customer requests it and pays the fee. Is that the special case they mean, or is there some other?
Yeah, as if your attention has been drawn to that, and that's something that you want to do, then that would be $199 would be the price for that.
Okay, and I could get the HTML, JavaScript, and CSS files. And all I would have to theoretically do is say, hey, I want to do that. I'm willing to pay the fee, and then any files you have on hand would be turned over, basically.
I need to confirm.
Regarding the website.
Yeah, I just don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't know, absolutely. I mean, I'm just wondering because that's what they have written down, man, so I would not want you to get in trouble either. I mean, it'd be insane. They have it written down. You're not the one that wrote it there.
In special cases, you can... I can't read. It's written in the terms and conditions. Come on, guys.
Hopefully I'm not causing a headache for too many people here tonight.
Nope, it's no problem. You're helping us reach our quota for the week, so that's awesome. We're great and glad to have you aboard. And this gives me some clarity so that when the next time I have a client ask me the same thing, that I can get it.
if that ever happens. You know.
Yeah, if it ever happens.
And it sounded like they're not sure either, because I know earlier you said you were told that they don't do that, but I mean, now they got it written in the agreement here.
Yeah, so they
do
say
it under whatever special cases mean.
It's so rare that people ask for the HTML file that my boss doesn't know, so she's asking Steve, who's like super knowledgeable, who knows. So we're getting them on the phone now.
Sure.
It's a good question, though. You're clarifying this for me, too, because I need to be able to answer that if it's on the CNCs, you know? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
From the language...
Yeah, that's not just the HTML. I mean, they may say Java.
Yeah.
From the language, they say in special cases, but it's like, I don't know what special cases mean.
I think it means if you're really asking for it, you want to leave or... Maybe there's a time
frame. And, like, it's not just HTML. I mean, they're claiming... Yeah, I mean, they're claiming JavaScript and CSS files. So, I mean, that would be everything you would need for a website to run, including any web applications that are on there, too. Like, those three things is basically an entire website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Java, yeah, it has everything in there. So So CSS files and the HTML, $199 in their special case. I think that means is if you ask for it. But I will see. Okay, basically we can transfer the site files to a client if you pay for it, but we do not advertise that. We don't advertise it, but it's there in the
okay.
For your protection there, that you've got a backup, okay? But we don't advertise that. But you've got it out.
All right, understood.
Yes, sir.
Understood. So for $199, if at some future point I'm like, hey, I want my website files, if I pay it, I'm good to go.
Okay. It'll be raw text, HTML.
My understanding there is correct.
Yeah. It'll be raw text, yep. HTML, yep. And CSS. Okay, great. Now I got the answer. Okay, cool. So that's exactly what it says, $199 for the buyout, but we don't advertise that as a feature because, again, if we built websites for $299 and everybody knew, they could just leave a $199 deposit.
I mean, there's probably some legal reason they had to put it in there, if we're being honest, but,
yeah.
Understood, yeah, so...
There needs to be an exit strategy.
I mean, that's... Yep, no, I understand. So, yeah, for $199, I could get my website, HTML, JavaScript, and CSS files.
Yep, just like you want.
Understood. Yep, perfect. Well, I'm glad that was cleared up, man.
Yeah, that was the main thing that we were kind of hung up on.
Okay.
So we're good to go.
Yeah. Yep, just finish reading this up. Excuse me.
No worries.
Yelp ads, Google Workspace. If I've ordered this, I didn't order Yelp. I already have Google Workspace. Okay, yeah, local bundle, Facebook ads. Awesome, I'll confirm my signature here. Oh, we got a bunch of text boxes here. There we go. Excellent. And then now I'm taking to a login page that says username and password.
There you go. All right.
But I signed the...
Great move. Welcome aboard.
Perfect.
That's got everything squared away. We just need to pick the time for your client interview at some point next week. It can be any time during the day. What time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Okay, we're in Pacific time.
Okay, yeah, so you're 3 hours behind me.
Mm-hmm. So what time would you prefer? You like mornings or afternoons?
Well, that depends on the day. So what day, what's the soonest day? We could get the ball rolling on this.
We got Monday.
I have a certain sense of urgency.
We could do Monday.
Yeah, Monday's the soonest day, we'll do Monday.
Okay, yeah, I have any time available on Monday. What time's good for you?
I mean, what's the earliest? If you're 3 hours behind me, I mean, hell, I could do 6 a.m. in the morning, but I doubt you want to be up at 3, so.
Yeah, we're up at 7. We do 7 to 4 Pacific time. So that's
so it'd be 10 a.m. for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just do that.
10 a.m.?
Yep.
All right, so first thing.
You should give me a calendar invite if you would.
I will. I will send you an invite with that now. I'm actually logging that into the calendar. It'll be called your client interview, or a CI for short.
Is there any information I should have with me in preparation for that interview so it goes by as efficiently as possible?
Well, they're just going to ask you about your website. So if you want to, over the weekend, maybe gather together some of the videos that you want us to feature and some of the different things that you maybe make some notes, gather your notes together on how you'd like the website to be built out, what tweaks we need to make on what you have there now,
yeah,
that'll be good. And then they're going to kind of go over just the basics of what we're going to get started with, and it's going to be a growth over time thing. So you'll become more familiar with your team as we continue down the road, and everything will be right in the end.
Sounds good.
Yep. Yeah, it really is a good deal. All right.
Perfect.
I put together the calendar invite here now. Romero. Okay, all right, we're all set. I'm going to add you to the calendar. Invite here, just copy your email in here. Yeah. Okay, and we are sending the invites out now. Should see that appear on your Google Calendar here within a couple seconds.
Yes.
All right.
I got it.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, sir, it's been great speaking with you. We're all set for this portion. We'll do the client interview on Monday. Do you have any other questions before we hang up for the weekend?
No, I think that's pretty much everything, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. If you have any questions, you can reach back out to me via email. Otherwise, we'll see you early on Monday morning and kind of take it from there.
All right, perfect. Sounds good to me.
All right, sounds good. All right, thank you for your time, Mr. Romero, and we look forward to speaking with you again early next week.
All right, yep, have a good day.
All right, you too. Have a great weekend. Bye now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.